For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Mac Whaley. A parade 52 years in the making will finally happen Saturday in St. Louis when the city celebrates the Blues' first ever Stanley Cup championship. The Blues defeated the Boston Bruins 4-1 in last night's Game 7 in Boston. The Blues joined the NHL as an expansion team in 1967 and had never won a championship before. The Blues took to Twitter today to announce celebration plans. A parade will start at noon at 18th and Market Street and head east. A rally will then take place beneath the Gateway Arch. Fans attending the celebration may want to bring an umbrella as rain is in the forecast. The Harry S. Truman Library and Museum will close for about a year starting at the end of next month to undergo a $22 million renovation and expansion. The Independence, Missouri Museum announced in a news release the museum's last day open to the public will be July 22nd. The project will include a new entrance and lobby, a larger store, and expanded exhibition galleries. Besides the renovation, another $3 million is being raised for education, public programs, and the library's endowment. The museum's fundraising arm, the Truman Library Institute, has already raised $23 million for the project. The upgrade coincides with the upcoming 75th anniversary of the start of Truman's presidency, which began in 1945. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced today that it will relocate two research agencies' headquarters to the Kansas City area, delighting Kansas and Missouri officials, but intensifying critics' fears that research will suffer and be less accessible to federal policymakers. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says the move will bring the Economic Research Service and National Institute of Food and Agriculture closer to farmers and agribusinesses they serve. He also says the USDA would save about $20 million a year on rent and other employee costs, freeing up extra dollars for research. Members of the Kansas and Missouri congressional delegations and the two states' governors praised the USDA's move, saying the research agencies are a good fit for their region. The USDA says nearly 550 of the roughly 640 jobs will move, and U.S. Representative Emanuel Cleaver, a Missouri Democrat, said they will pay between $80,000 and $100,000 a year. Branson is getting a new science attraction called Wonderworks. The Orlando, Florida-based operation announced this week the new location will open in November in the former theater for the Bald Knobbers, one of the longest-running country music shows in town. The Springfield News Leader reports that Wonderworks bills itself as a, quote, indoor amusement park for the mind. Chief Operations Officer Janine Vaccarello says it appeals to all age groups with a lot of hands-on activities and themed areas that cater to the interests of the communities where Wonderworks has a presence. The Branson location will have a military room and a space devoted to the city's history. I'm Mac Whaley, KBIA News, Columbia.